that. And although there is no sign yet that a major offensive has begun, the U.S. military has been busy. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at a base known as As al-Saliya. It's the headquarters for Commanding General Tommy Franks, and joins us now. Steve, what do you know about military movements so far?
Robert, we know that U.S. military troops, soldiers and Marines, and also British troops have been moving to staging areas near the border with Iraq and preparing for the final order to go across. We also know that in the last 24 hours there's been considerable activity in the no-fly zone in northern and southern Iraq. We're told that 9 targets were bombed by U.S. Warplanes on this day, and the U.S. is saying that was in response to Iraqi anti-aircraft fire. I can also tell you that the U.S. is dropping more of these leaflets. They've dropped millions of them, and the latest ones offer Iraqi soldiers instructions on how to surrender. Each leaflet reads, "To avoid destruction, follow coalition guidelines," which then follow, and the leaflet goes on to say that Iraqi troops should abandon their vehicles and move at least 1 kilometer away and drop their guns so that it's obvious from the air that they're not hostile.
And I understand that actually a few Iraqis have already surrendered.
Seem to have walked across the border into Kuwait. We're told that 17 Iraqis gave themselves up. Of course, the larger question is whether large masses of Iraqi troops will choose to surrender, which is clearly what the United States is hoping for and planning on, or whether a large amount of the Iraqi army will choose to fight.
What we expect at the beginning of the offensive, at the beginning of the war, is a huge bombing campaign. What is the military saying about that, about its point and its magnitude?
Well, an Air Force colonel gave a briefing today that I suppose was the equivalent of these leaflets trying to warn everyone that this could be a terrible, destructive campaign. They talked about, they used the phrase shock and awe, Robert, describing what they want to do to the enemy. And this colonel, Gary Crowder, said, "I do not think our potential adversary has any idea what's coming." And the Air Force is simply warning that they have a lot of precision munitions, precision weapons, and they intend to drop thousands of them in the first 24 hours of any campaign.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
NPR Steve Inskeep talking to us from As al-Saliya camp.